Good evening. This is the Saturday night Bible study. I'm Johnny Coffey, and this is Harmony Baptist Church. This evening, we're going to be in John chapter 3 in verse 16. I want you to look at this verse. A lot of times, I think most people, even if they haven't been in church, know John 3:16. I know it's written on the tube in London in the underground. I remember being shocked waiting for a train and looking up and seeing John 3:16. So I think whether you're a Christian or not, if you've been outside anywhere, you've probably seen it on a billboard or a plaque or a card or something. But I think a lot of times we just overlook this, the concept of Christianity. We talked about a couple weeks ago, we talked about the one thing that you're supposed to be, the one thing is we're supposed to have a relationship with God. Our relationship with God starts everything and it ends everything. Everything that we do starts with and flows out of our relationship with God. You love God and you will do the things that you're supposed to do. If you don't love God, even if you do the things that you're supposed to do, you're going to do them in sin. Because what does the Bible say? The Bible says anything done without faith is sin. Well, faith is part of the love aspect. If you love God, you love Him because you believe in Him. And you will trust Him. And you trust Him because you love Him. And it's a big endless circle. But let's look at John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now that's the gospel in a nutshell. God gave the Son died on the cross for our sins. He was buried and rose again 3 days later. And we trust and we believe in Him and what He did on that cross, and we have salvation. That is salvation. Alright, Jesus Christ is salvation, okay? But I want you to notice something in this verse. It says, "For God so loved the world." You know, a lot of times we talk about love, and we talk about caring about people, and we talk about our family and our kids and our spouse and our mom and dad and the people in the world. You know, we always talk about love. We love this person, we love that person, but can your love, the love you have as a Christian, does it measure up to Christ? I want you to notice in the first part of this verse, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave." That's the definition of love. The definition of love is giving, sacrifice. That's love. We can talk about hearts and mushy stuff and chocolate, and we can talk about love songs, and I'm a sucker for a good love song, okay? I was raised by a single mom, and one of the things that I grew up on was emotionally charged dramas and love songs. And that stuff stuck with me. I mean, you throw down some Journey and you talk about Take Me Back. Love songs, do not express love like you giving of yourself. God is a giver. God the Father gave the Son. God the Son gave His life. God the Son gave every day. Every day was a giving day. What did He do for the disciples? The disciples, He gets down on His knees, they're having dinner, they're having a supper. He gets down on His knees and He washes their feet. He washes their feet. And He did it without being asked. He did it when He was the guest of honor. He did it because no one else had done it. When was the last time you did something because it needed to be done? That's love. Marriage. We have the number one problem in marriages, and I know because I messed mine up. The number one problem in marriages is thinking too much of ourselves and what we don't get and not thinking of the other person. You know, if every person in a relationship thought of what they could do and what they could give to the other person, there would never be anyone's needs not met. We talk about meeting needs and all these things. None of that stuff would happen. Because if you give and the other person's giving, then you're both meeting in each other's needs. Well, what happens if one of you give? What if you're like, okay, I'm going to give. If I give, that other person's going to take advantage of me. So what? Jesus Christ gave everything. He gave his life. He died on the cross. He gave everything. Every day that we wake up and we don't read our Bible, we don't pray, we worry instead of praying. Every day that we willfully look at pornography, or we take a drug we're not supposed to take, or we yell at our kids instead of properly disciplining them, properly correcting them. We call them stupid or retard or whatever it is we do. Every time we do that, we are taking God's love for granted. We are abusing his love. He gave everything for us. The Bible says if we love God, Christ says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Are you kidding me? Most of us can't even put a mask on so that we don't offend somebody going to Walmart. And we think we're gonna obey the Ten Commandments? Are you serious? We wake up every day of our life trying to figure out how not to give, how not to love. God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave everything he had. That was everything he had. You realize God gave the son. God gives the son. The son dies. The son leaves. Son raises, goes to heaven. What does he do? He gives us the Holy Ghost. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost are all God. They just keep giving. Every time something happens, they just keep giving. It's one give after another. And they're still giving. And you think about it. Every time that we go through something in our life, God the Father is working in our life. God the Son is praying for us. God the Holy Ghost is giving us the strength and the illumination to obey the commands of God. But he's also given us the strength to obey the commands of God. He's also given us a way to obey the commands of God. You know, so everything starts with God giving. Our entire Christian life is lived out because God is still giving. And when we get to heaven, guess what? God is still going to be giving. If you want to know how to live the Christian life, you want to know how to be happy in Jesus, you want to know how to just love waking up every day, make up your mind to give. Make that decision. You give whatever you want to give. But see, the thing is when someone's giving, when someone has, okay, God, I want to give. I want to be like you. I want to give. The Holy Ghost is going to back that up. Holy Ghost, because it's a scriptural concept, the Holy Ghost is going to get behind you, and he's going to push you, and he's going to lead you. That's the reason the Bible says God's commandments are not grievous. They're not grievous because you have the Holy Ghost giving you the needed strength to obey the commands. When you do it by the law, you struggle and you fight and you, but if you do it in the spirit, you're going to be just guiding through. You're going to be, Holy Ghost is going to give you the strength for it. Okay? Wake up every day. But you have to make up that decision. God is like, obey the commandment and then you'll see why it happens. You'll see why you're doing it. God's like, okay, I want you to do this. For God so, God sent his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That everlasting life that started the day that you trusted Christ as your personal savior. And it continues into eternity. And through that whole process, God's going to be giving to you. But you know, God gives to you to give to others. Start with your family. Husbands, give to your wife. Sacrifice. Wives, sacrifice. Give to your husband. Quit lying and manipulating. Lying and manipulating has never glorified God. It will destroy your marriage. Okay? It will destroy your relationships. Okay? You'll be sharing your children with somebody else. Okay? With another guy, with another girl. You'll be sharing that situation. It'll be rough on your kids. Give. Make the relationship. Don't make the relationship. We need to quit talking about this making the relationship work. Just be Jesus Christ. Love your spouse the way Christ loves the church. Give. Just keep giving. If you give, you'll wake up every day just happy to be having a way to give. You'll be like, okay, I can give to my wife. I can give to my kids. You know? My oldest son, he's 18 years old. My son knows how to write cursive. He knows how to write cursive. They don't teach cursive in public school. They don't teach cursive in public school. My ex-wife, she sat down and she taught my son to write cursive. She did that. Okay? She did that. Nobody can take that away. She gave of herself to teach my son. No one can take that away. Give to your kids. If there's something that's lacking, I hear so many parents going, well, they don't teach things like they did in my school. When I was a kid, we learned this and we learned that. Okay, I get that. Schools, whatever. Do what you can. Fill up the gaps. You know, if you have to buy a program to help your kid, a tutoring situation, if you have to sit down yourself and teach them how to write so that you can read their writing, sit down every night and get a book, read with them. Give to your kids. They will remember that stuff. Your kids, I'm going to tell you something, take them to Disneyland, take them to vacations every year. That ain't going to mean jack. That ain't going to mean jack. Because when they're raising their kids, when they're trying to take care of their kids, you know what they're going to remember? You know what's going to mean something to them? The times where you sat down and you taught them. You showed them how to change an oil filter on a lawnmower. You showed them how to change a tire. You showed them how to... That's giving. You know? Give to your local church. Help your pastor. People are struggling right now. People are having a hard time. Your pastor is trying to figure out what to do. He's trying to obey God. He's trying not to be a liberal. He's trying to obey God and be a conservative Christian. But he's trying to obey the law. So he's a good Christian, but he's trying to make sure that he's not, you know, he's trying to do the right thing. Support him. Trying to support what he's doing. As long as he's trying to obey the scriptures, support him. You know, whatever that means, whatever, you know, mask, whatever the situation calls for, distance, whatever the thing is, be a giver. Don't be a complainer all the time. You know, we complain about things that don't even, I mean, we're turning things that aren't even, they're not even political things, and we're turning them into big, huge things, and it's like, dude, are you serious? You know? We should be fighting to save people's lives, you know. So just be a giver, you know. If you're tired and someone says, I need you to do this, if you can do it, even if you feel bad, if you can do it to make a difference in that person's life, do it. Be a giver. God loved the world so much that he was a giver. That's, if I could go back in time and do my life over, I would, the word no, I understand that you have to set boundaries. People will take advantage of you. And, you know, you have to set boundaries. And I would have set boundaries, you know, for my family. My family comes first, and do this pale red thing. That's the only way you can have a godly family. You put your family first, okay? Your family comes first. That's your first ministry, okay? There's people that say they put their ministry God first. Putting God first starts in your home, and then it goes into your church, and then it goes into your, you know, ministry starts at home. So don't get that twisted, okay? All right? But be a giver. Sacrifice. Think about the things that you can do today. Or tonight, make a list of things you can do for your spouse, for your kids, for your church. Make a list. Write it down. Get it in black and white. And say, hey, these are the things I can do tomorrow to be a giver. That's all I had to say tonight. And I hope that it helps someone. Please give me feedback. I'm on YouTube. We're trying to reach the world for Jesus Christ. We're trying to make a difference, especially in this struggling time. Please send me a note, something, you know, you got something out of the messages, you know, some, you know, if you want to critique, I don't have a problem with that. Try to be respectful. God bless. Good night.